All right, everybody, welcome, welcome. Stand up, please. You ready to get sweaty? Good, good. Ragdoll, come to the front of your mat. Separate your feet hip-width distance. Hang forward from the crease of your hips. Grab onto your elbows. Drop your head towards your mat. Open your eyes and focus your two eyes on one physical point. And generate your vinyasa practice, your breathing practice, in and out of your nose. If you have to breathe through your mouth right now, do that. Just ventilate the body. I'll ventilate the room. Relax your jaw, the muscles in your face. Just let your skin, muscles, bones, brain adapt into this physical space. And the informant that your skin is, you're just kind of getting a sense of the heat, the space on the right and the left side of you, front to back. No tension in your neck. Spread your toes across your mat and begin to straighten your legs little by little. And if you're not breathing deep, if you feel locked up, then bend your knees a little more. Then begin to gently straighten your legs, lean forward, lift the back of your thigh bones to the ceiling. 3 nose, take a big breath in, open your mouth. Bring your hands to your mat, downward dog. Welcome yourself to your mat. Give yourself some breathing room. Bring your hands forward a few inches and your feet back a few inches. And then just mess around with your pose. Do some exploration. Feet about hip-width distance. Hands about shoulder-width distance. Drop your head towards the ground. And meditate on plugging your index and middle finger knuckles into the mat. Extend muscularly through the shoulders. Lift your sitting bones to the ceiling. And you can work with your knees bent. And bring your feet together. Breathe out. Lift your right leg to the ceiling. Spread out your 10 toes. Activate the musculature in each foot. Bend your upper knee. Take your upper leg to the left. Because this is a breathing practice, you're always making the higher call to adapt, perhaps bringing your bottom knee to the floor. If your bottom knee is not on the floor, and an adaptation or a modification so you can breathe more, lift your bottom heel off your mat, pull your lower quadriceps up under the thigh bone, belly to your spine, reach open more. Square your hips to the earth, bring your upper foot to your mat. Lift your left leg to the ceiling. Get more space through your 10 toes, between your 10 toes. Bend your upper knee, take your upper leg to the right. Locate bones, move from your bones. Index finger, middle finger knuckles down. Upper arm bones off, away from your mat a little bit. Lift the inside of your upper thigh bone to the ceiling, rotate it open. Walk to the front of your mat. Bring your feet together. Bend your knees. Lace your fingers at your lower back. You can use a strap. Spread your toes across your mat. And now with your knees bent, stick your butt out. Press your collarbones to the front of the studio. Make a power line through your spine. Take a huge breath in. Bow forward. Build some awakening heat in your legs. Anytime you activate your muscles, you're releasing heat from the muscle, generating heat in the muscle. There's flow through the muscle and aliveness. So firm up your quadriceps, straighten your legs, lean into it, No tension in your neck or jaw. Every muscle in your face is relaxed. Eyes open and clear. Lean into it. Lean in. Drop your hands to your mat. Ground your feet into the earth. Stand up. Lift your arms to the ceiling. Spread out your fingers like you're going to catch a ball. And then do the same thing with your feet. Spread out your toes. You're receiving earth underneath your feet. A little bend in your knees, please. A little bend. Lift the front of your pelvis to your belly button. Now keep the pelvis neutral. Straighten your legs. From your core, press your feet in the floor and rebound up through your body. Fingertips go high. Bring your hands to your heart center. Three ohms. Look up, reach your arms to the ceiling, breathe in, bend your knees, bow forward. Simple practice of moving from point to point with breath. You don't have to try hard, you don't need any knowledge of this practice. Drop your head towards your mat, be complete in your forward bends. Come halfway up, breathe in, step back, high plank. I invite you to bring your knees to your mat. You don't want to get distracted by the hard work. You work hard, but try easy. Lift your chin away from your chest. Breathe in. Come forward halfway down. Maybe rest on your mat. Up dog, or you do baby cobra. Baby cobra, you could have a bend in your elbows and your chest on your mat. Downward dog. Ujjayi breathing comes from your throat. Breathe in and out of your nose, but narrow the aperture of the throat so the breath hums like you're chanting Om. You want your ohms to reach your bones. This is why we locate our bones and we move from bones. Big breath in. Empty out. Push your mat away from you. Pull your belly to your spine. Walk to the front of your mat. It might take a few steps to get there. Don't rush the process. Come halfway up. Breathe in. Each pose is a process. Start meditating on the points that are touching the floor. And create intention the way you ground your feet in your mat. Spread out your toes. You could have a lot of bend in your knees, but make your fingertips touch the ground at the sidelines of your feet. And with your knees bent a lot or a little bit, access the space in the pelvis, stick your butt out, press your collarbones to the front of the studio. Now bring your chin to your chest a little bit so the back of your neck is long. Breathe in, fold forward, lean into it, straighten your legs, press your feet into the earth, sweep up. Bend your knees, bow forward. Bring your hands to your mat and complete it. No tension in your neck. Halfway up, breathe in. Electrify your backbone. High to low plank. Upward dog. Pin your index and middle finger knuckles into the ground. And not just the knuckles where the fingers meet the palm. The emphasis is at the index and middle finger knuckles. But you want to ground all of the five finger pads into the mat. Five finger mounds and the finger pads. Okay, ultimately what you want to do is hollow out the pit of your palm. So meditate on the periphery of the palm, the lining, the finger pads, the knuckles. Now locate your thigh bones, and from your thigh bones go back, down dog. Deep ujjayi, rhythmic breathing. Make it vocal so you can hear it and you can share it. That is such a great contribution, the sound of your breath. And the body that's on your mat, just as it is. That's a great contribution that you're here. So I acknowledge you. Big breath in. Empty out. You didn't have to be here. You're committed to growth, so you showed up your mat. Walk to the front of your mat. Might take a few steps. Halfway up, breathe in. Crystal clear gaze. One point. Bow forward. Gaze up towards your navel. Press your feet in your mat, sweep up, get as much air into your lungs as possible, more and more and more. Bend your knees, bow forward. Your lungs are empty in your forward bend, so complete. Halfway up, high to low plank. Up dog, down dog. So the duration, your breath is a study space. So you're generously listening to your breath. The in-breath and the out-breath are even in duration. If anything, that the out-breath's a little longer. Take a big breath in. Empty it out. Push your mat away from you and pull your belly to your spine. Walk or jump to your hands. Flat back. Forward bend. Chair pose, Utkatasana. First thing you want to do is look down at your feet and bring your toes into eye shot. You have to be able to see your toes. If you can't see your toes, it means you're leaning into where the toes connect to the feet. You want to lean back into the center of each heel. Move the fronts of your shins to the back of the room and ignite the fire in your shin muscles. Drop about 3 to 4 inches closer to your mat and ignite your quadricep muscles. And then the corners of your mouth lift up a little bit, and the corners of your eyes lift up a little bit. You know, keep your knees bent, breathe in, bring your chest to your thigh bones and your hands to your mat. Straighten your legs little by little, lean into it, no tension in your neck or jaw. Halfway up, breathe in, chaturanga, low plank. Upward dog, a committed gaze, you really see one point clearly. Downward dog, right side warrior one. Big step with your right foot. Embody your feet fully. Now, to embody your feet fully, you have to place your feet with intention. Either line up your heels or open up your feet right to left. And this is the first consideration in physical yoga pose building, is your foundation. The space between your feet right to left, that is cultivating stability. And the space front to back, it's an awakening for the hips. Now, your measure for front to back is having your front knee on a 90-degree angle. Now, embody your feet fully. Spread out your toes. Tighten up your back leg. Squeeze the quadricep muscle to the thigh bone. You've got to send a signal from the brain to the back quadricep and pull in tight. Create a container in the lower body. Now, with the strength and the awakening of your legs, or your feet and your legs, take your right hip back, your left hip forward. Good. Decompress your lower back. Front of your pelvis, lift up to your belly button as your tailbone drops to your mat. Excellent. Now belly to your spine, support the lumbar, spread out your fingers, and let's breathe together. Inhale, exhale, breathe in, breathe out, full breath in, complete breath out, now a massive breath in. Bring your hands to the floor, low plank. In low plank, you empty your lungs. Up dog. Fill, get more air in. You can look up, just don't strain your neck. Down dog. Step your left foot forward, warrior one. Now, I was speaking to locating bones. Always locate first the bones that are touching the floor. And with specificity, the center of each heel, the big toe mounds, the baby toe mounds. It's like you're playing a game of connect the dots. So you're creating triads under your feet. Lines of awareness. Now make another power line from your back heel to your pelvis. Tighten up. Muscle energy is powerful. It builds fire and it generates stability. Now you want malleability in the pelvis. Lift the front of your pelvis to your belly button as your tailbone drops to your mat. Fire in your core, belly to your spine. Now contract the lower ribs to the midline of your body. Yeah, that's a muscular contraction. Puff up your mid-back. Spread your fingers. Now let's breathe. Inhale. Exhale. Breathe in. Breathe out. Ujjayi pranayama. Breathe in. Breathe out. Huge in-breath. Bring your hands to the floor, low plank. Up dog. Down dog. In the beginning of the practice, we show up a little rigid, stiff, perhaps dealing with some residue, emotional residue. And man, all we want to do is move skillfully. Take some activation energy. So just be game for being moved. Give up what you got to give up. And just know you're ready now for this. Breathe in. Breathe out. No better time, no better place. Walk or jump forward. Right here, right now. Halfway up. Forward bend. Chair pose. Bring your feet to life, your legs to life. Bow forward. Bring your whole body to life. Flat back. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog. Right side warrior one. Smooth. Get the air in. Fill your body with air. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Left side warrior one. Don't try hard. You don't have to keep up. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. This is one of the things that we have to give up, even if you've been practicing 15 years. Like the concern for looking good, the concern for wanting to do it right, the concern for getting something. No, you want to give whatever you got, and then you'll get what you need, I promise. You give everything you got. Don't hold anything back. Big breath in. Empty out. Push that air out. Uddiyana Bandha. Walk or jump to your hands. Halfway up, forward bend, thunderbolt, fold forward, long spine, chaturanga, up dog, down dog, right side go. The design of warrior one is to get as much air into your lungs as possible. Low plank, up dog, down dog, left side warrior one. The poses are just assists. Low plank, so you can breathe deep and free. Up dog, down dog. Now pump it. Wake up the muscles between your ribs, your pectoral muscles, your back muscles, and breathe on purpose. Manufacture it if you have to. You'll go without ujjayi breath. It's your creation, unless you intentionally create it. You'll just go without it. Breathe in, breathe out. Uddiyana Bandha, push the air out. Walk or jump to your hands. Flat back. Forward bend. Utkatasana. Fold forward. Halfway up. Crow pose. The crow. So a beautiful awakening for your hands. Get your knuckles in your mat. Get your finger pads down to your mat. Now bring the inner edge of your feet together. Activate your core. Pull your belly to your spine. Good, lower your hips, lift your chest, breathe in. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog, right side go. Bring that fire with you. Feel that heat rise. Press the floor more. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog, left side warrior one. It's a blessing to be moved, to catch that energy and say yes. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Bring your feet together. Just cultivating yes energy. Right leg high. Bend your upper knee. Stay here or flip your dog. And no better place to cultivate the energy of yes than when things are coming apart. This is the place you call upon the artist, the seer, the listener. You come to your senses when you're upside down and inside out. And shift your perspective. Open your eyes. Really look through your eyes. And see what you're looking at clearly. High plank. Bring your feet together. Spin your heels to the right. Take your left arm to the sky. You could just be in a trance of doing the poses. Over-muscling, holding your breath. Maybe bring your bottom knee to the floor. And instead of brute force, generate some soul force. That's a new way of looking at yourself, a new way of evaluating your exertion, your effort. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. You know, our measure is to develop an economy of effort. Right side crescent lunge. And that's always brought to you through your foundation. It's through your foundation you develop resilience and fortitude in the pose. So lift your back heel away from your mat. And once you lifted your back heel away from your mat, you may want to add a few inches of space front to back or right to left, or maybe subtract a few inches of space front to back or right to left. But be in the inquiry, are you on rock? Bring your hands to your heart center. Take a spine lengthening in breath. Prayer twist to the right. Now, as you move from point to point in the pose, what may be revealed is that you are actually built on sand. So recreate your foundation if need be. And recreating your foundation is not necessarily opening up your feet front to back or right to left. It could be just spreading out your toes more. Stay with your hands in a prayer or straighten your arms. If you straighten your arms, you can put a block under your lower hand to the inside or the outside of your front foot. But be mindful, if you straighten your arms, your lower hand is grounded into earth. Five counts. Bring in the air. That's a cleansing wind. Take action. Action. Breathe here. That's it. If you're in the prayer, pull your thumb knuckles in your sternum. Elevate off your front thigh. That's it. Twist more. Warrior two. Put your front foot on 12 o'clock. Check your foundation. So much of creating your foundation is placing your eyes at your feet. Yeah, side angle pose. And being intentional that your heels are on one line, your back toes are between 9 and 10 o'clock. Half bind. Alignment is not how to do the pose right. It's the technology of staying present. So use your breath. Flood your feet with awareness. Spread out your toes across your mat. Tighten up your back leg. Squeeze the quadricep to the thigh bone. And now free up the lower back. Get your right butt cheek underneath you. Lift the front of your pelvis to your belly button as your tailbone drops towards your mat. A few more counts. Giant breath in. Look to the floor, chaturanga. Upward dog. Pause for a moment and drag your thigh bones towards the crease of your wrist. It feels like you're dragging your hands back. The hands stay stationary, but your aim is to get your thoracic spine into your chest. Down dog. Bring your feet together. Lift your left leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. There's a higher call to be made right now. Do you stay here or do you flip your dog? It's a moment-to-moment awakening. There's really not decision-making. Your body is moving you into the appropriate space. You're trusting your body. You're giving up analysis just by looking through your eyes. To really see clearly, to really listen generously, you must be present. High plank. Bring your feet together. Spin your heels to the left. Take your right arm to the sky. No, we're not here to crush the poses and to do them in a way where we're patting ourselves on the back. So honor the space of your yoga practice. So it's just the inquiry. Am I breathing? Am I alive? Am I responsive? Chaturanga. Upward dog. Down dog. Step your left foot forward, crescent lunge. Your relatedness to the floor. Discover that so the feet are sensitive. Spread out your toes. Feel the musculature of each foot. Good. Bring your hands to your heart center. Prayer twist to the left. Strong airflow disrupts the neuromuscular patterning that keeps you from breathing when you're under pressure. Ground the center of your front heel on your mat and lift your back heel away from the floor. Really good. Now pull in through the back quadricep. Pull in, go tight. Pull in the heads of the thigh bones to the pelvis. You got to feel like the space between your mat's getting wrinkled up front to back. Pull in. Now press down to your mat, lift up and twist. This is really the heart, the action of every pose. To pull in, to contract into the center line. Now press down in your mat, lift up and twist more. Warrior two. Parshvakonasana, side angle pose. Half bind, wrap your upper arm around your back. When you stack your joint systems, this is just a universal principle of alignment. When you stack your joint systems on a vertical plane, you feel lighter. Your relationship with gravity shifts. And really, this is the measure for neutral alignment, is that your pose gets lighter. You're in a dance with gravity. You're in a dance with breath. A few more counts. Expanding, contracting. Your yoga pose isn't stiff, it's alive. It's pulsing. Big breath in. Look to the floor, chaturanga. Upward dog. Just take a peek. Put your index fingers on 12 o'clock. Downward dog. Great work. Take a big breath in. Empty it out. Walk or jump to your hands. Halfway up. Forward bend. Chair pose. Sit low. Make your legs burn. Sit low. Bring your hands to your heart center and prayer twist to the right. Take your left elbow past your right thigh. Shape your listening around your breathing and shape your gaze around your feet. Make your toes and the vitality in your feet culture your gaze. See, when there's vitality in your feet, look down at your feet, vitality has a magnetism. And the way you generate vitality in your body is that you bring attention to. You bring your sensual gaze to that point of your body, and that energy starts to flow there. If you're in the prayer, press your upper palm and your lower palm. Elevate off the fronts of your thighs. Five counts. Bring your left hip crease to the back of the room a little bit. That's it. Now lift your torso off the fronts of your thighs. Bring your chin to your chest. Corkscrew through the length of your spine even more. Drop your hands to your mat. Separate your feet, hip-width distance. Grab your big toes with your peace fingers so the palms face in towards each other. Lengthen your spine. Breathe in. Fold forward. Bend your knees and bring your chest flat on your thigh bones. Once we get in the pose, we have to usually take a few steps back so we can get a bigger picture. So when you bend your knees and you bring your chest to your thighs, you're awakening the holistic pose. And just little by little, straighten your legs. Lean into it. Pull the crown of your head towards the floor. Do the work. Do the work. Let go of your toes. Bring your feet together. Bend your knees. Thunderbolt. Bring your hands to your heart center. Prayer twist to the left. Come out of default. Out of default pose. What's default pose? It's when you stop breathing and you have a blind gaze. Stay enrolled in your feet and your gaze. Stay with your hands in a prayer or straighten your arms. Feel the malleability in the legs. The legs are like clay. You're shaping your legs. You got to get the fluidity of the breath in there. About five more counts. Look down at your shins. Usually we're overworking the one of the legs, and we lean into one of the legs, and then one knee comes out in front of the other knee. Sit back into the center of each heel. Lengthen your spine. Lift up and turn more. Drop your hands to your mat. Separate your feet. Hip-width distance. Gorilla pose. Walk your toes past the crease of your wrists. Halfway up, breathe in, fold forward. Put some pressure in your hands. Massage the bones of your hands with the bones of your feet. And little by little, straighten your legs, lean forward. lean back. Slide your hands out from underneath your feet. Bring your feet together. Press down on your mat, stand up. Lift your arms to the ceiling, breathe in. Eagle pose, right side. Bend your knees, wrap your right leg over your left leg. Wrap your right arm under your left arm. Five, stay the course, keep your gaze and your breath. Four, three, two, sweep up. Left side eagle pose. Five, four, relax. Three, two, don't look so intense. Sweep up, right side eagle pose. Lighten your face up. Right side, go for it. Five, make your lips touch. Four, three, two, sweep up. Left side eagle pose. Five, four, three, look right through your two eyes. Two, sweep up. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it out, breathe in. Open your mouth. Standing leg raise, balance on your left leg. Bring your right knee up to the level of your waist. And you stay here with your right hand at your knee and your left hand at your hip, or straighten your upper leg out in front of you. One, two, three, four. Take your upper leg to the right, gaze to the left. Tighten up your bottom leg, straighten your bottom leg. Bring your upper leg back to center. Lift your arms to the ceiling, breathe in. Airplane pose. Ground the center of each heel through the middle of each ankle. So no wobbling in the bottom foot. Ground the triad of the bottom foot into the mat. Bring your hands to your heart center. Half moon. Put a block under your lower hand. You can always take the block out. You can put two blocks down. Be intentional, create the physical foundation of your pose. Put your bottom foot on 12 o'clock. Super intentional about the physical foundation of your pose. Stay in classical half moon or bend your upper knee, half bow. Get your fingertips awake in this, yeah. Five. Four. Open this a little. Three, pull your belly to your spine, press the floor. Two, ragdoll. Bring your hands to your mat. Bring your feet together. Press down into the floor. Stand up. Lift your arms to the ceiling. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it out. Breathe in. Open your mouth. Standing leg raise, left side. One, better to stay with the knee than round the spine. Two, three, four. Take your upper leg to the left, gaze to the right. Make your left and your right hip even. Neutral pelvis. Drop that hip down a little more. Yeah, good. Bring your upper leg back to center. Straighten your arms to the ceiling, breathe in. Airplane pose. Bring the air, bring it, bring it. Pull it in, push it out. Bring your hands to your heart center. Half moon, it's all about your foundation. Don't rush the process. Bottom foot, directly, straightforward. It's good to work with the wide side of the block down. That way you can access the whole of your hand. You don't want any part of your bottom hand hanging off the block. Stay here, a half bow. Five, come up on your fingertips. Get that round. Ah, Four. Pull in here. Three. Press down your mat. Rebound up. Two. Ragdoll. Bring your hands to your mat. Feet together. Press down into the earth. Stand up. Lift your arms to the ceiling. Bring your hands to your heart center. Tree pose. Balance on your left leg. Bring your right foot to your left inner thigh. Take your hands to your heart center. Gaze straight forward. Man, you can go through the poses and get it done, but I promise you, you'll go into a trance. You got to have the heart that says, I'm here right now. I'm here right now. It's a moment-to-moment recreation of yourself as a human being. Come into your senses, moment by moment. You drift off. It takes one moment, you're gone. And then you just recollect attention at your hands, your feet, skin, and press into the center line. Breathe in. Empty out. Straighten your arms to the ceiling. Pull your belly to your spine. Core to floor. Spine line to your 10 fingertips. Breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Drop your upper foot to the floor. Tree pose, left side. Balance your head on your shoulders. So default is that the head comes forward. Take the sides of your neck back and drop your chin to your chest a little bit. You can kind of imagine like three balls of fire, like tennis ball sizes. One in the pelvis, one in the center around the heart, the center line of the body, and one right in the center of the skull. Line up those three balls of fire on a vertical plane the best you can. Lift your arms to the sky. Spread out your fingers. That's it. Breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Drop your upper foot to your mat. Come to the front of your mat if you're not there. Press down. Reach your arms to the ceiling. Bow forward. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Right side warrior one. Warrior two. Straighten your legs. Now empower your foundation. You can add or subtract a few inches of space. It's usually adding a few inches of space front to back. Hinge forward, triangle pose. Now make your triangle pose bright and sunny. That means you have to activate the core around the solar plexus. First, start with the feet. Center each heel. Get the center of each heel. Plug it into your mat. You get the center of each heel, you draw power lines right up to the core. Now neutralize the pelvis, pubic bone to your belly button, tailbone towards your back heel. Now five counts. Spread out your fingers. Pull energy from the spine line, through the arms, to the tips of your fingers. Breathe in. Empty out. Stand up. Bring your hands to your hips. Face the left side of the room. Lift your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Drop your right arm by your side. Catch your hands at your upper back. Press your feet in your mat. Breathe in. Bow forward. See your feet. Look at them. And feel your feet from you looking at them. Do your feet feel different once you have laid your eyes and seen your feet? I study my feet. Every time I'm down and I can see my feet, I really investigate the feet. Inner ankles back. What happens to the feet when you take your inner ankles back? When you press your outer ankles down, can you see, can you feel a shift in the physicalness of your feet? It's just inquiry. That's it. There's no answers. Yeah, outer ankles down. Breathe in. Empty out. Grab that. Stand up. Face front. Pyramid pose. Step it back foot halfway up your mat. Breathe in. Fold forward. So you're taking counsel from the foundation. If you don't feel like there's enough room to lengthen your spine, separate your feet front to back. If you feel wobbly, go right to left. Lengthen your spine. Bring this foot over here. And lift your right lung up a little higher than your left lung. A twisting triangle. Put a block underneath your left hand. Five, you can take the block out. Four, square your hips to your mat. Three, you can bend your front knee a little bit. Two, low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Left side warrior one, warrior two. Triangle pose. It's tricky to get to the center of the front heel. Most students default as they stand on the outer heel on the front foot. It might require that you bend your front knee a little bit and then roll to the center of the front heel. Very good. Now, is it possible to straighten your front leg without losing the center of the front heel? Neutral pelvis, lower ribs, pull them into the center line. Now fire at your fingertips. Breathe in, empty out. Stand up. Bring your hands to your hips, face the right. Lift your arms above you, breathe in. Drop your left arm by your side. Catch your hands at your thoracic spine. Breathe in, bow forward. Yoga practices self-discovery. You are rediscovering the self with the big S. And the self with the big S is brought forth just by opening your eyes and really seeing where your eyes have landed. Really see that point. Connect with it. Breathe in. Empty out. Stand up. Face front. Keep your bind. Breathe in. Fold over your front leg. Shape the pose. Spread out your toes. Work your front leg straighter if it's possible. Now long spine. Lift your left lung a little higher so it's even with the right lung. Twisting triangle. Five. Four. Three. Good, Cal. Two. Low plank. That was good. Up dog. Down dog. High plank. Lower to your mat. Four, three, two, one. Good work. Just doing the work, showing up to the studio, showing up to your mat, and then showing up again and again and again, moment by moment. Showing up where? Showing up in your senses. You get this. This is one of the greatest distinctions I've made as a yoga student, is the difference between being in my head and then being out here. Like being out here, outside your head. In the space that these four walls and the ceiling and the floor contain, bringing your attention out here, making that distinction, the difference between being in our heads and being out here. This is the whole practice to get you out here. All right, bring your forehead to chin to your mat. Lace your fingers at your lower back. Clasp your hands. Pull in. Quadriceps, triceps, pull in. Even the legs, pull them into the center line of the body. They drift apart, and that's no good in the lower back with back bends. Press down in your mat and lift up. Get rid of that. Do you know what I'm saying? The bending in the wrist, yeah. Five. Four. Three. Two. Come down. Bow pose, bend your knees, reach back, grab the tops of your feet or your shins. You do one leg at a time if you need to. Flex your feet. Now pull your thigh bones to center line of your body. Press your pelvis in your mat and lift up. A lot of the times in bow, we usually don't exert enough muscle energy in the legs or too much too quick. So you want to exert a strong effort in the legs, but you want to grow into it. You want it to be a process. 5, 4, 3, press your shins back, go ahead, 2, come back to the floor. All right, bow pose, do it again. Pull in, first grab onto your ankles or your shins and pull in. Press your pelvis in your mat, lift both ends of your body up. Just flushing out the fascia around the chest, flushing out the stale, blocked energy around the pectoral muscles. 5, 4, even pressure through your shins. 3, press your shins back evenly. 2, come back to your mat. Up dog. Down dog. Man, this heat, what it's unearthing from your body. Healing, real healing. Bring your knees to your mat. Stand up on your knees, camel pose. Knees hip-width distance. You guys, it's really important that your thigh bones don't splay open in camp, and any back bend. So you can put a blue block between your thighs. You got to keep integrity. And integrity means the thigh bones rotating internally. If you don't have a block there, it's real easy to let the thigh bones rotate externally, compress your lower back. You don't want that. Give that up. 5, you can reach back and grab your heels. 4, now press your hips forward, and you'll feel your foundation ground through your mat. 3, now the rebound, the spine up to your chest. 2, down dog. Camel pose. Be awesome, get interested in how to create impeccability in the foundation. See, if you look back, you don't want your heels collapsing in. You want your heels stacked above your ankles, right in the middle of your ankles. 5, 4, elbows in. If you've got your hands at your hips, elbows to center line. 3, 2, press into my hands. Down dog. Good work. Bridge pose. You can jump through the space between your hands, lay on your back. Jen, was that your signal that it's too hot? Is it? Press your feet in your mat. Lift your hips off the floor. And clasp your hands at your lower back. Use a strap if you can't get a good connection between your hands. You want your arms to become one. Make like a kind of a triangle with the shoulder blades. And then press the baby finger edge of the forearm into the mat. And walk your shoulder blades into each other. 5, this is not a static pose. 4, shoulder blades in. 3, 2, down dog. See, if you lift up, Mark, and you get that rotation. Did I say down dog? Yeah. Come down. All right. All right, wheel pose, reset your feet. Put your hands on the floor outside your shoulders. Make your fingertips face the front of the studio. You're already here, you might as well do wheel. Ready? Press down and come up. And you know, the first wheel, maybe you start at the top of your head. I get it, you know, my first wheel, I got a lot of rigidity or tightness in the back. 5, honor your tightness. 4, get that thumb in there. 3, yeah, 2, bring your chin to your chest, come back to your mat. Is that you just dealing with injury or something? Or? It's sore? Yeah. I wouldn't put your thumb like that, though. It's dangerous. All right, how many more? 3? Okay, ready? 4? 4? 4? Throw? 4? 6? 4? 3? 4, Kelly.
You're the boss.
No, I'm not. You are. Ready? None, then don't do them. I don't care. Set and go. 5, 4, 3, 2. Bring your chin to your chest. Come back to the mat. Who cares how many we do? We could do 10. We could do 4. Doesn't matter. You know how? You know the answer to how is just yes. Just yes. Ooh. Okay, we'll do two more. Two more. Maybe we'll do three more or four more. Who knows? Ready? Set? Press down and come up. Five. Four. Get the lining of the palm flat. Three. Two. Come down. Do you? Maybe she'll do it too. I don't know. Maybe. How many more? One more? Two more? Let's just do another one, okay? And we'll see what happens after that. Set, press down, go up. Just use what you got. You don't want to be clever and try to figure this out. You just be a yes for what's right here. Five, four, three, two, bring your chin to your chest. How you feeling? What is that? One more? Okay, ready? Set, press down and come up. Ten. All legs. Five. Four. Three. Two. Bring your chin to your chest, come back to your mat. Good job. Well done. Butterfly pose. Bring the bottoms of your feet together and drop your knees out to the side. I love when that shoe comes off. Straighten your legs. Stretch your arms to the back of the room. Take a big breath in. Empty it out. Breath in. Empty it out. One more giant in breath. Empty it out. Pull your knees in your body. Rock from side to side. Chin in the opposite direction of your knees. Dead bug. Grab the outer edge of your feet. And you take your knees away from the midline of your body. Bring your feet, your shins, and your knees down towards the mat. Keep the length of your spine on the floor. Spread out your toes even more. And do some muscle work. Pull your feet down towards the mat. Get some good exposure. Come out. Out here. Be out here. Be seen. All those hidden parts, come out. They come out anyway, you know, when we react. When we get triggered. That's why we set the bar high. That's why we love heat, because it pulls out, it unearths a lot of your reactive energy. And then you do your work on your mat, giving up this reactive energy. You'll see it. You'll feel it spring up from your being, this reactive energy, because you have a seat now. This is your practice. You know there's unfinished business. And when you start digging into the body, this unfinished business comes up, and we become reactive. So we just keep practicing disrupting this signal by taking an in-breath or an out-breath, staying on our mat, showing up to practice. This is all disrupting that limbic hijacking. It's just a primitive brain. We want to grow into the frontal brain, the frontal cortex. And that takes deliberation. That takes intention. Let go of your feet. Straighten your legs up to the ceiling. Clasp your hands at the back of your head. Lift your shoulder blades off your mat. Elbows out. You firm up your legs. Breathe in. Exhale, lift up. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. 1, 2, 3, that's it. 4, 5, 6, chin up. 7, 8, 9, 20. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Knees in your body. Did that work better? It did. You want to work hard or you just want to work a little bit? Come on. I want to work hard. You might not like it, but you want it. Legs out. And just make a square with your knees, please. Yeah, flex your feet. Clasp your hands at the back of your head. And bicycle. Go for it. Do a couple touches. Opposite elbow, opposite knee. Disrupt default bicycle. Do you know default bicycle? Do you know default bicycle? That's what you do all the time. Default bicycle. Authentic bicycle has to be created every breath. Every breath, every point, from point to point in the pose. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Legs up. Sit on your forearms or arms by your side. And by no means is that an insult. It's what you do all the time. It's just default. That's what default is. Legs down 1/3. Default happens when you're not intentional about your action. Legs down 1/3. You have default living. Drop your legs 2 inches from your mat. 4, 3, 2, 1. Legs up. Bring your knees in your body. All right, twist. Take your knees to the left and your chin to the right. Someone confronts you, yells at you, says something to you. Your default would be to say something back, to fight. Someone pisses you off, your partner, for instance, your loving partner, pisses you off, you're talking, you don't like what they said. Your default is to leave the room, to get out. You're feeling transformative fire in the practice. You're right at the brink of transformation. You feel that fire, you don't feel comfortable, you reach for the water, that's default. You get it? Bring your knees up to center, over to the right. You have to disrupt that default impulse. And this is what you practice asana for. Asana is translated to seat. It's a space you can sit and watch and observe. You shift your vision in and you begin to watch and you observe. This is meditation. We're cultivating this throughout practice, meditation and motion. We're watching the movement of the breath. We're watching the movement of the body. And when our observation and listening is disrupted, we see it. You know, and the more charged you become in your body, the more in tune your body becomes with vital energy, the more your body informs you when you're not present. In fact, it's when you're in your body, you're present. Presence is embodiment. So many things pull us out of our body, and we go into our story, and we start fighting and making people wrong and making others unreal. Bring your knees to your chest. Grab underneath your thighs. Rock and roll 3 or 4 times. What's that? You didn't do both sides of the twist? Oh. You must have been default, Harris. No big deal. It's okay. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, down dog. You know, that happened to me in Boston yesterday in Brookline. There's a couple streets over from my studio. Half pigeon on the right side. You can lay on your back and do a figure four. If you want to, you can curl your toes under on your back foot. You can put a block underneath your right hip. You can put a block underneath your skull. Close your eyes, meditate, listen for the sound of your breath. And just take your seat. Inside of you, you're standing straight up and down inside of yourself, just watching. the field of awareness that your body is, the field of sensation that your body is. And you're disrupting any type of energies that pull you away from what you're up to, which is breathing and observing, listening and observing. So I was, I was going to my studio yesterday, and, I was getting all excited to go teach, and I was yogic space, creating the intention that I wanted to put out there into my classes. I had four classes yesterday, and I walked into the street, and the light just changed, and there was a big truck there, and I almost stepped out in the front of the truck, and the guy in the truck looks at me, and he passes, he goes, "Fucking Whitey." And then literally 1 or 2 seconds. I think I said something back. I know I said something back to him, And then 2 seconds after that, I had this impulse. I was going to be like, "Get out of your truck." And I didn't say that. I didn't say it. Right? I disrupted that. And then literally 2 seconds later, I said, "This guy must be suffering. This guy must be in pain. Who knows? His kid might have cancer. He might just got a call from his boss that he was fired." And I can tell you this, that in a moment of reflection, this is what happens when you take that sacred pause, when you disrupt business as usual, when you have this capacity to sit, to be still, and to take your attention off your thoughts. The process. And it's just, used to take me a long time. There's a big gap before me reacting and then me noticing I was reacting. There used to be a big gap, sometimes days. But now it's not always, but seconds. In 3, 4, 5 seconds, I went from "I'll kill you" to "I love you. I understand. I can totally understand." He sees a white person in the middle of the road. He's doing his work. And then it's almost like I represent everything that's gone wrong in his life. I get that. That's like the prayer of St. Francis. "Give me the strength to understand rather than be understood." This is potent, this work. This work of staying in your center and disrupting any type of pull anywhere but your gaze and your breath. What's this here for? About 5 more counts. That pause. You find that pause in between the in-breath and the out-breath. Between the out-breath and the in-breath. Take a breath in. Empty out. Down dog. Half pigeon, left side. In the beginning of class when I was talking about what we're doing here is we're cultivating the energy of yes. This energy that's inspiring, we have to create it. And it's brought forth from health and connection, from living in your body, from embodiment, from living in your senses, through your senses. Is it over time with daily practice, we create inspiration, we generate inspiration. We don't wait around for it, it's through action. It's being up to something bigger than yourself. Living at the level of cause. I'm a yes for peace. I'm a yes for service. I'm a yes for love. I'm a yes for understanding. I'm a yes for giving things up that are in my way so I can get on with what I'm really up to. Totally, 100%. I'm receptive. I'm a yes for seeing blind spots. I'm a yes for coaching. I want to grow. See, when I have that quality of energy where I'm a student, I got my guard down, my energy doesn't get squandered anymore trying to make other people wrong, trying to make myself right. I just know what I stand for, and I take the action that's going to bring that out, and I give up whatever is in the way of creating that. And yoga practice is nothing more than a space where I can actually look and take inventory. And when you take inventory, you have to honor what's there, and you have to give up stuff that you don't need anymore. We got to take inventory every day because there's so much residual air locked in the lungs that we have to get out. So much just excess that we carry around in our life. We got to breathe it out of our body. We got to purge it out of our body with strong effort. Go 5 more counts. You okay over here? It's tough to do this work, you know, daily work, living and locating bones and activating muscle and feeling the skin from the inside out, to not be in the inquiry of like, well, what's it like to be in that body over there? What's it like to be in that body? And this is the foundation of compassion and relatedness. This is what we're studying right now, our relationship to the universe, the individual and the universal. And that is brought forth with breath, just listening. And then as you tune up your sensual ears, you develop a relationship with your inner ear. We'll call it your third ear. The call that pulls you towards right action. There's a beautiful saying in the Tao Te Ching. Can you be patient till your mud settles and the water is clear? Can you remain still until right action arises by itself? Take a breath in. Empty out. Double pigeon. To be still and to know, to move into stillness. So create your foundation. Whatever's touching the floor, be impeccable with it. You can put a block underneath your right knee. When you look down at your shins, you want, well, your upper leg, your left leg is past your right thigh bone. Well, your left ankle is past your, okay. Okay, well, flex your foot. That's going to, yeah, just do this. Just cross your ankles, and I'll get you a block. Close your eyes and be still. And even when you're still, feel that movement. Feel the subtle dance of the breath. Feel that movement. When you put your attention on that movement, if you put your attention on the feeling, the sound, the pulsation of your breath, and then bow forward, you'll become a disciple of it. This is what vinyasa is. You're breathing and moving. You're bringing them together. Through listening, observing, clear your space. One breath in, one breath out. Be complete with your exhalations. Usually you stop at mid-lung, get the air at the base of the lungs out. Echo your exhalation. Breathe it all out and then breathe out again. Hey, breathe in. Empty it out. Sit up. Switch legs. No. Like that. Yeah, not pop. You feel a little different, right? You okay?
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you a little help, okay? Expansion on the in-breath. Create room inside your body. And then clear the space. Like a sacred wind. Pull in the air. Let it pick up all that junk and then breathe it out. Be up to that. Give up everything that is not you pulling the air in and pushing the air out. You'll get a rhythm. You'll develop the knack of just staying the course, and you'll get really clear with how to disrupt any type of narrative. Anything is that's not serving your highest intention. You have to give that up. You have to drop it. You bring it into view, what thwarts and constrains you, and you give it up. And you stand for Ujjayi breathing. Or five more counts. You okay? Couple more. Take a big breath in. Empty it out. One more big breath in. Dump it out. All of it. All right, sit up. Straighten your legs out in front of you. Seated forward bend. Begin with your knees bent and your chest flat on your thighs. All forward bends. Start with your chest on your thighs. You can grab your feet. Maybe even put a block at the bottoms of your feet. Lengthen your spine. Breathe in. Bow forward. I'll tell you, no amount of therapy does what sweating like this does. There's no medicine on the planet like meditation. And it's worth giving up your time, your money, and just devote yourself to God for 90 minutes or whatever you call it. If you don't like calling it God, whatever the energy that brought you to this planet, that's going to bring you away from this planet, that's beating your heart, that energy that gift you to the body, it's good to just stop everything, to look and say thank you, you know, and appreciate it. Life's so precarious. This is all we got right now. So it's a moment-to-moment celebration of I'm right here. I'm alive, right here, right now. Good, sit up, inverted tabletop. Bring your hands behind you, fingers to the front of the studio or the side walls. Press down, lift your hips up. You move to your mat. So you just show up, be a yes for showing up, and you'll be moved. This energy wants to live through you. You just have to create space for it. And showing up to your mat's a powerful gesture to begin this process. Five, press into the floor. Four, three, pelvis to the ceiling, heels through your mat. Two, bring your bum to the mat. Move your butt to the front of your mat and lay on your back. Put a block underneath your bum. Turn upside down. It's more specific under the sacrum. Put your legs up on a vertical line. Gaze at your feet. There's no doubt about it. When we practice, especially moving, all this diverse system of moving and breathing and generating metabolic fire, having good tools like humidity, fresh air, heat. There's no doubt about it. The body is much clearer after practice. Like, we can move better. Our joint systems have a greater range of movement. Our voice has probably changed, you know? Our throat has loosened up. Our muscles that were contracting from fear begin to loosen up. much more relatable, a softer skin, a softer heart, more inviting eyes. It's cumulative over time. This is what embodiment is. It's an invitation for other people to join your space. And a gesture to say, I want to serve. I'm here. I'm out here. I see you. I'm not hiding. I'm open for communication. You train yourself this way in your body. You communicate with your feet, your skin, bones, hands. All in communication with the spine. All in communication with the other parts of the body. And I'll tell you, when we're really embodied, we know we're pulled to meditation. We're pulled to being still. So our med settles. The body has mud, just like the mind has mud, body, mind, muddy. You move it, you stir it, and then you let it settle. And I'll tell you, when that water is clear, we know. It's kind of like we know we don't know, so we stay receptive and we stay vigilant. We stay out here because life is occurring out here, like naked reality out here. Your reality is happening in your head, and this is what makes us suffer. Usually we're at war with reality. Our reality and reality just don't line up. Separate your heels a little bit. Yeah, and you stay here or bring your feet to the floor, plow pose. Or you can bring your knees to your forehead for variation. You can keep your feet on the floor, plow pose, or bring your knees by your ears, curl into a little ball. And this is the place to be daily, just to show up to your mat. Meet in life exactly where it is, right here, right now, moment by moment. That's empowerment. Being a yes to arrive in your senses right now, to give up what you have to give up, to see what's in front of you, to listen. Deaf man's pose, if you're not there, it's about 5 more counts, maybe 10 more counts. Great work. Take your blocks out of the way and bring your bum to the mat. Pull your knees into your body. Straighten your left leg down on the floor. Supine twist to the right. Come back to center. Pull your knees into your body. Straighten your right leg down on your mat. Supine twist to the left. You know, Shavasana, what a well-deserved rest. Probably my favorite pose, but definitely the most difficult pose. When you're practicing Shavasana and you're just not falling asleep, you're there to disrupt the drift, to disrupt what you're really up to, what you're a yes for. Got to have that capacity, or you're always going to be sidetracked and you're going to postpone the things that you really want to have happen. Come back to center. Pull your knees into your body. And straighten your right leg down your mat. Left leg down your mat. We did? Okay. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. I was on default. What are you going to do? Drop your knees out to the side. Close your eyes. Kind of scoot up a little bit so you're not, yeah. You can let your legs straighten and let your feet flop out to the side. Relax your jaw. Just do a check up from the neck up. Jaw, lips, tongue relaxed. Your eyelids relaxed. You can put a towel over your eyes. Put a little weight on your eyelids. Feel the pelvis open up like a flower bud. Your belly soften. Your heart receptive. Stay from the neck down. Put your attention on your body and put your attention on your listening. Stay out here. Like I'm gonna fill the studio with some fresh air. Yeah. Now you fill the studio with your listening. Otherwise, your listening goes right in between your ears. You want to get it out of there and out here. Take a big breath in. Open your mouth. Make the sound of your breath disappear. Take a breath in. Open your mouth. Roll around to your right side. Curl into a fetal position. Keep your eyes closed, sit up. Put your hands in a prayer over your heart center and sit up straight. Three ohms. Pray hands to your forehead center. Breathe in. Together we say namaste. Peace and love. Good work, you guys. Nice work. All right, go enjoy your day. Aim for a couple gallons of water, at least a gallon and a half. Like, for real. You sweat like this, you need like a gallon and a half. You need a gallon every day. If you sweat like this, another gallon. So like 2 gallons. I say a gallon and a half because I know when I say 2 gallons, you don't believe me that much. So, like, really do it, okay? Try it. I'll see you guys soon. When you get up here, don't slip. Put your blocks away neatly. If you have any questions, ask me. I'll see you soon. Take care. You're welcome.